we read, and she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up on the God's throne. You know that, for example, Israel is given, the faithful remnant is given the same promise. The faithful remnant is given the same promise to that the Lord himself has given. If you look at Revelation chapter 2, verses 26 and 27. Honey, if you can do some reading there.
Revelation 2, 26 and 27. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father.
Okay, now, of course, in Psalms 2, verses 6 to 9, just write it down. I don't have to go there. You have the same promise to Christ, okay? And that's what that's what's being alluded to here in Revelation 2, okay? So this faithful remnant, specifically the 144,000, get raptured right here in Revelation 12, verse 5, okay? And I say, how do we know this? Because in Revelation chapter 7, where do we see them? In verse 1.
7, verse 1. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree.
Okay, verse 4.
And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel.
So they're on the earth, aren't they? Okay. Where are they in Revelation chapter 14? Revelation chapter 14, look at verse 1.
And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet.
Revelation 14, verse 1.
And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the mountain, on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads.
Yeah, you see, and where are they in verse 2?
And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps.
Yeah, and where this has to be in verse 5.
And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God.
So they're before the throne of God in heaven in Revelation 14. Okay? They were on the earth in Revelation 7. Their position changed in Revelation 12 when they got raptured. Okay? In verse 5. All right? So that's the faithful remnant, Revelation 12, verse 5. And then the woman herself, the one that will, you know, those that are going to go through the tribulation, they're mentioned in verse six as having fled into the wilderness, right? Where they're going to be nourished for three and a half years, basically, during that great tribulation. Okay? I mean, that's Revelation chapter 12. I'll give you the very exact verse. Revelation chapter 12, verse 6, and verse 14.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, read it. Go ahead.
Revelation 12, verse 6. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days.
So that's 3.5 years. And the same time period is mentioned in verse 14.
And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent.
1,260 days, 3.5 years, same time. Okay, woman said. So that's why, and that of course jives with the Lord's command in Matthew 24. When you see that image and that temple, the great tribulation is about to start. Get out, right? And those that get out are hid. The Antichrist and his flood can't touch them. Those that didn't make it out of the city get martyred. Okay? Yeah. So there you have it. Chaz, did that answer your question? Okay. He's unmuted.
Yeah, thank you very much. I got it now.
All right.
That no Christ is the Messiah, etc. And they celebrate, they still celebrate their Jewish feast days. And I think they kind of separate themselves from Gentiles, you know, and mainly go into all of the feast days and all of that. And I wonder if they would be raptured because they believe in Christ, and but yet rely so much on the feast and, you know, the Jewish ceremony.
Well, you know, the gospel is not the mystery. Okay, first of all, you know that.
Yeah.
Because the gospel is there in Isaiah 53. Okay.
Right.
Okay. If that's what they believe, at any moment in time, they're saved. Right?
Right.
That's the gospel that Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15. You know, if they whatever they believe as far as eschatology goes and stuff afterwards, okay, it's just not a whole lot of reward for them, is there?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I heard this one group, they're saying they can't wait till the tribulation period. Like, you know what
well,
I mean?
Well, the thing about it is, if they, you see, and then again, you have to, it's like the Roman Catholics, the people have to understand what that salvation is, okay? If they believe that they have to maintain their works, like it's going to be in the tribulation period, well, then that's not the gospel today, is it?
No, it's not.
That's a problem. Right.